What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. You know the people involved. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Attitude LaFiggy Fig in here making it sound good. And you rolling with us. Appreciate you doing that here in the greatest city on the entirety of this planet, Houston, Texas. You can get involved with the program, as you always can, on the text line, 713-572-4610. And then also, appreciation to the Mo Karam and Drew Lawyer live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610. And don't, never forget, Twitch is available to you. 610 Houston is how you get there. Lopez, how you feeling on a deadline day?
I am feeling air-conditioned. That's got to be a new term, right? How you feeling? I'm feeling air-conditioned, man.
Very air-conditioned.
We need to put an over-under on Lopez complaining about the heat.
You see it? He started out with a complaint.
It's called being honest.
You know what? Why don't you do the show from here going forward?
No, I like
this. Have Reggie out there. You do the show in
studio.
See,
here's the quandary. Here's the quandary.
Quandary, good word.
My favorite time of the year is going out to training camp. It's also hot. So why can't I have both?
Breaking news, it's hot.
Why can't I
Everybody
have both?
Know it's hot outside, man. Imagine how these players feel out there, man.
Oh, boy. I've seen the puddles on the chair. I know exactly how they feel. So I can have both. It's just called being honest. Love it. Favorite time of the year. It's hot. It's hot. By the way.
713-572-4610. Tell me if you want Lopez to keep his honesty to himself in this particular regard.
Don't be honest.
My mother would have slapped Lopez in the back of the head. Like, I know it's hot. Stop saying it's hot. I know it's hot.
Speaking of the Mo Karam injury law firm Twitch and YouTube streams, is that a new look, Figgy? I haven't seen that look before.
Not really.
It's just a different rap that he has.
Yeah.
Tied in the front.
With
the bun on the top. If you go to those streams, you'll be able to see. To me, that's a new one, but that's just an observation.
Just a different rap. That's his way of saying, I like your rap. I don't feel like Lopez. You could just say, I like how you look today.
I like this look.
I like it.
I appreciate it, man.
Repping Jack Yates High School, too, man. How about that?
Salute the Yates.
Shout out to the Lions. Big fan of them, and their basketball coach, Greg Wise, is a great friend of mine. How am I feeling about on trade deadline day?
You got to say it like that.
Deadline. I can't do it like you.
You stopped halfway. You were started perfectly.
Deadline day.
There it is. Look at that. I'm proud of you.
I'm feeling like we need to say hello to the small ball Astros. That's how I'm feeling.
Oh, why do you say that?
Let me explain. I like what's happening, especially given if Carlos Correa is off the table, which, by the way, exactly two minutes ago, Chandler Rome reported that the Astros are still in discussions with the Twins regarding Carlos Correa. It seems it's a little bit of, not pipe dream, but a little bit long shot.
Did they tell Carlos Correa about this?
Yeah, because he was like, I don't know about this, man. Anyway.
What did he call it? He said that the conversations weren't serious. Mm-hmm. I think serious was the word that caught my attention.
Y'all ain't serious.
Yeah, this is unserious line of questioning.
Hey, that might be talking right to Jim Crane.
Yeah, maybe.
The contrast,
which is fair.
Man, ain't serious.
Because he's been on the other side of what we could easily look from the outside looking in at as unserious offers that Jim Crane has made to a number of free agents for the Astros.
What if this is a little bit of revenge?
Ew.
You know, it's a simple, basic human emotion. You know, hey Jim, remember when you wouldn't give me that contract?
Remember that $160 million that you was trying to offer him, and I ultimately got $200 million.
He got the no trade clause.
Yes,
he does.
Who's got the cards in their hands now, Big Jim? Who's got the cards in their hands?
How would that make you feel if he declined? If he said, "Nope, I ain't going to the Astros,"
dude. It's crazy.
Man.
We wouldn't be at this point where they're having conversations, right, though, if they right. didn't, because of the no trade clause, right. if they didn't have some idea that he'd be willing to waive the no trade clause.
Right.
Especially
right.
when you get to the deadline, when you get to deadline day, yes, there's a lot of conversations happening. You can't use the resources and of the limited time mm-hmm. talking about dudes that you might not be able to actually right. have any chance at.
But if you somebody like Correa, you want to stick it to somebody.
Yeah. It's a human emotion. It's a basic human emotion.
Let me string them along. So
let me explain. Let me explain this to you guys. At least my feeling from where I'm sitting right here in air conditioning. The Astros officially now have acquired Ramon Urias.
Ooh, he put the sauce on. Shout out to Ramon. Way to come through, baby.
It's officially official.
Utility type guy.
Utility type guy. Good third baseman. He's played a lot of third base. Has good numbers there, you know, those Reggie Atitula numbers.
Oh, you want those?
Yeah.
You want some of those?
Yeah, he's good at third base.
Outs above average is a 3, which is in the 87th percentile. Mm-hmm. Now, Lopez, you did a little bit of, you've learned some arithmetic, some general math things. 87th percentile is good, is it not?
That's high-ish.
Yeah. So, like, he is a good defender.
No, he's good.
But when you talk about the bat this year, 248 batting average, 688 OPS. Now, he hasn't finished the season below 700 OPS, but he currently is below that mark at this point. This is not the bat that comes to fix what's happening here. Mm-hmm. But I do think I like this acquisition on a small scale, which is mm-hmm. obviously what this move was.
Yeah.
Your two best pitchers remain ground ball guys. You moved one of your greatest Astros of all time off of his primary position late mm-hmm. in his career in order to help your defense on the infield. And the defense on the infield structurally has been weakened.
Right.
So this is a way to kind of strengthen that, especially as I know you have had a position that mm-hmm. you don't want Dubon as a primary second baseman because of his utility.
Third baseman.
No, primarily as a second baseman.
I don't want him to play all the games there.
Exactly.
I want him to be able to move around. But I definitely don't want him to play more games at third base.
But that's because you want that flexibility.
Exactly, exactly.
Urias comes with that flexibility that I think then allows you to be a little bit more stable with mm-hmm. a Dubon who has been very good defensively, but he's also giving you a little bit of a bat as well.
Right.
Too.
So, as I said, say hello to the small ball Astros. Now, I'm not saying they're going complete, down that path. But I think what I like about this trade, and I do like what the Astros are doing, not necessarily just this trade. I think they're embracing what they're transforming into. And there's another reason. There's several other reasons for that. They obviously, who knows with Yordan. Jeremy Peña's coming back. I would expect him in tomorrow's lineup with Boston.
Home run yesterday for Sugarland. Shout out to the man. We back, baby. We back.
You got flexibility with Dubon. You can play Urias at third base. So you've got a pretty good defensive infield. That's we've seen tendencies even trying to manufacture runs with the Astros here of late. I like it. I like it because I think they're embracing kind of what they are now without the big power hitting, without a lot of extra base hitters necessarily, et cetera. And then there's this. The other pitcher that they're involved with, apparently pretty deep into conversations, is Sandy Alcantara. Alcantara, if you
there
want to
you
say
go.
It like that.
Thank you. The stance on this show is, if possible,
put jelly on it.
Put the sauce on it.
Yeah,
he ain't gonna do it all the time, though.
I'm gonna hold him to the fire. You've noticed that when he does it, I'm like, oh, you ain't
you might do it more than him.
Yeah,
that's right. Because I'm trying to set the standard here.
He is a ground ball machine. He is a ground ball. So what they're doing here is they're like, all right, what are we? Let's see if we can get a ground ball pitcher. Now, over the last 2 or 3 years, he's been way above average in terms of producing ground balls. A little bit down this year, but still producing a lot of ground balls. And
there's a little bit down this year for Sandy this year.
Yeah, there is. But maybe they can sprinkle some of that Kikuchi pixie dust on him. And
I'm sorry, I'm a child. I apologize.
Sprinkle a little bit of Kikuchi pixie dust, which who doesn't like that? But anyway, you're going to be able to enforce more, start more ground ball, have more ground balls, with Fromber, who's a big-time ground ball pitcher. And then you have Hunter Brown, who's a little bit of everything. So you're bringing in a pitcher who can induce ground balls. You're helping your defense. You are a small ball team. And I think that's a good thing. You're embracing what you are now without the Yordans and all that stuff.
Can you be a World Series champion as exclusively a small ball team? Like,
I don't think they're necessarily exclusive. I think they're embracing, you know, kind of their tendencies.
But this is the whole idea coming into the trade deadline is, hey, you need a bat. Mm-hmm. Urias is not that bat. And then, as you've highlighted, they, whether it's Cease, whether it's Alcantara, they continue to look towards mm-hmm. a ace-type pitcher when it comes to the trade deadline. I know that there's an idea that they still would be interested in a bat, but I do wonder, again, how far they can stretch the assets that they have in acquisition. And so it feels like the priority is, again, we have somebody that kind of helps us a little bit mm-hmm. defensively, which I think is a good thing. I'm not batting in an eye at that or being mad about that. Mm-hmm. But then it seems like the next priority after they got Urias across the line, an easier, you know, easier one to score on, is pitching.
Yeah.
But that feels like you're leaning into whatever we have hitting wise, which again, at earlier points when you were a little healthier, also was a place that we were looking at as average to slightly below average. Is that leaning into the idea, well, we're just going to try and generate runs on a small level and just beat teams with pitching and defense without having like the high end offensive output, 9-1 result yesterday, be damned. Like, is that a winning formula for what they're trying to do? Because they are trying to win. Like, you don't go into this deadline as buyers with all the injuries and with the place that you are in the window continuing to use more assets if you're not trying to go and win and bring home hardware.
I think what they're doing is kind of a combo of what you just said. They still have guys that can drive in runs. They still have guys that can hit home runs. They just don't have as many of them. They just don't have as many of them. So, nobody's going to say no to a six-run inning. With two home runs in there. But what they are doing, and this is another reason I'm thinking, all right, I see them working and I like it. You know, another couple of players that they're connected to with the Cardinals are big, big on-base percentage guys, which leads in, again, to the, if we're going to have to manufacture some runs here and there, let's do it. What's his name? Lars Nootbaar.
That's correct.
Lars Nootbaar and Alec Burleson. Nootbaar apparently, and I just saw this when I was reading up on him. You probably have all that fancy, data machine in front of you.
I love
and,
that you know me.
Yeah, like his on base percent, he's a guy that gets on base, walks, whatever it is. And that's another. So you combo, Urias, a pitcher that induces ground balls if they do somehow get Alcantara, and then another outfielder that can get on base. I think what they're doing is like, hey, we're going to try to drive in runs. But if we, in those situations where we have to manufacture runs, we're going to have guys that can do that.
And
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not upset with that. I like that as a perspective. I hope that they don't, again, I just hope that they don't sacrifice getting another bat in here mm-hmm. for, yes, we need another high-end pitcher, which, again, I understand. This team has won at high levels. They've competed and won pennants and won World Series with pitching being a forward-facing portion of what they're doing. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Offense, name of the game is getting runs across, man. And so, like, I do think that I need to see what they add. And I don't want that to go by the wayside. But I will say, mm-hmm. with all the reporting that we've gotten, and there's a lot of it that's flying fast and furious, and we'll try and keep up with it as we continue through the program, as 5 p.m. is when the trade deadline hits today on this deadline day, I'm not in on Correa anymore. I think I'm very much out on it, especially defensively. Seeing the idea of a Lars Nootbaar on there, which again, he's not swinging the bat incredibly at 227.
But what are his fantasy
average
numbers?
713 on base OPS.
That's what I'm saying.
And he is a good defender as well. I think that you put him in this. Mm-hmm. He's a left-handed bat, an outfielder that helps you kind of mm-hmm. limit some of these things. Cam Smith has played the most games that he's ever played in a singular season of baseball. Yeah. Like, I think that is actually, that strikes me as stronger and more important for what you're doing than Carlos Correa coming in with whatever offense he brings and whatever nostalgia he brings with the defensive question marks that he has, especially mm-hmm. as you're establishing yourself a small ball team that's going to be able to defend better.
he actually doesn't fit in what you're talking about as right. a kind of motif for this Astros team moving forward.
Not this year. So I like it.
And you talk about not this year. He also creates then more bigger problems years in the future because he's either a third baseman mm-hmm. or a shortstop, or I don't even know how much you feel comfortable moving him to second base, or even Isak Paredes to second base should he actually mm-hmm. return on time, which we have to talk about that because we haven't at this point yet.
Yeah.
But you have Isak Paredes, who should be your third baseman moving forward. You do need to have an answer at second base, but your shortstop is accounted for. Like, I think that you create even bigger problems for yourself bringing in Correa, and I don't know how that he solves nearly enough problems for you in this season.
Yeah, and, you know, I see him working, and I like what I'm seeing. But you're right. Yeah, you are right. There are some issues that maybe with Correa. They are. Let's update some people on some not so great stuff that's happening. Some not so great stuff that's happening around the Astros.
How highly do you put this as a not so great thing? As you can always mm-hmm. go home as a mantra I believe strongly in. And Eugenio Suarez mm-hmm. was traded from the Diamondbacks back to Seattle Mariners.
That's one of them I was going to say.
Do you think that that's not so great? Because, I mean, obviously the bat's been very good. Defense hasn't been all that great for him. Yeah. But that's a Mariners team that is looking at you in the rearview mirror, or that you are looking at in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, that to me was a not so great thing. You're right. There are instances where you can't go home again, but he's having an enormous year, man. And the Mariners, they're making their run. They made the big swing here. Eugenio Suarez is what, 37 home runs, something like that he's got right now, and killing it. He gives Cal Raleigh some protection. The Mariners, that's one of the things that I'm saying, like, yeah, that's not so great while the Astros. Another one, the Rangers and Mariners, I haven't really seen a whole lot on the Rangers. I think they made one small deal. But you start talking about American League and some of the things going on. The Mariners are right there, and they feel it right now. And they're not done yet. They're in on Willie Castro, a switch hitter that has been getting some run here. And then the other thing, and this just made me, I don't know how significant it's going to be right now, but if the postseason happens, good Lord, the Yankees are in on Mason Miller from the A's, reportedly.
I would like to fight Fisher, the owner of the A's. Like, I'm not talking about I'm mad at him. I would like to engage in fisticuffs with him. I disagree so strongly with his kind of style and a mantra when mm-hmm. it comes to owning a baseball team.
Yeah.
And I really hate that baseball has supported him in this preposterous move to Las Vegas. Like, that's going to change who he is. Again, yeah. You have one of, if not the best, relievers in all of baseball.
He's a stud, man.
He still has 4 years of arbitration.
4 years like, of arbitration. Yeah.
Why are you trading him?
Dude throws 104.
Because they don't want to pay, even when they spend a little bit of money. Yeah. And they found, like, they found gems. Mm-hmm. They're putting, and they still like,
at least let the brother go to Vegas with y'all.
Well, but I don't know when A's they're going to get to Vegas. Are they?
The A's could be good if they just start building around this young talent that they have arbitration years on.
Baseball does not deserve an ownership like that man Fisher out there.
And one more thing that's not so great. I was kind of high on Dylan Cease. Apparently those talks have cooled unless something has happened here in the next few minutes.
That one makes sense, though. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. What do the Astros have that the Padres want?
Right.
Like, maybe if you're looking at it from you would want to get a ace type pitcher for the Astros. All right.
Cool. I don't necessarily know. Who doesn't want
sure,
that?
That sounds great. Whatever you go to the store and I want a MacBook Air or whatever.
Yeah.
Do I got the money that the store ultimately wants mm-hmm. to trade me for that? You don't have the capital that the Padres want. That's a very good baseball yeah. team that wants guys that are going to help them, you know, contend in a better way this season. You can't afford to spare none of those.
Can't do it.
I ain't got it to spare.
It's like when you're in the grocery line. And all of a sudden, you realize, well, I don't got that. You got to start taking stuff off.
Let me know when I get the $50.
Yeah, we've all done that.
Are you? Question.
Yeah.
Are you the person that actually goes and puts the thing back in the?
No, I just said it on the side.
I knew it.
I just said it on the side.
Jerk.
They have people that do that.
That's not their whole responsibility. They got to get off what they doing right now.
Don't to go and like put your stuff back.
I haven't. I take my stuff back.
Lopez said a big old thing of brisket right there with the candy
right
bars.
Right there on the gum.
No, I don't need these chicken wings. Yeah. I put them back right here.
Just dripping all over the Reese's Pieces.
Next person's like, do I want Reese's Pieces, gummies, Starburst, or a brisket?
Who put this brisket right here?
Or a brisket.
No, somebody right behind. Who put this brisket right here?
And then the secondary portion of that is now some poor cashier has to be like, hey, this brisket was marked as 99 cents. Like, no, what? You know damn well that's not where that goes.
What jackass put this brisket right here?
Right here.
Did you want to give the update that you saw on Isak Paredes?
That's the other one.
We were here laughing, and then here we go. Now there's the sadness.
The other not so great thing that we have to update people on here with the Astros. Isak Paredes, 6 to 7 months, reportedly, by Bob Nightingale. Apparently, it is a torn, and I speculated on this. It had all the markings of surgery, man. It had all the markings of surgery. Well, now he's getting a second parentheses better opinion. He's trying to find 6 to 7 months. They hope to have him available for the start of 2026.
Whoo. Okay. Well, that's going to be a conversation that we have to have very soon. Today, though, is a deadline day. So we will be watching in that space to see what we ultimately get for your Houston Astros as they try and make themselves a more formidable foe and contend for a pennant and hopefully a World Series in the AL. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Oh, there is some deadline day movings. We were talking about Mason Miller. We were talking about the Padres. Why not combine them? Mason Miller is acquired by the Padres, and it seems like they also acquired J.P. Sears, a starter as well.
Wow.
The Padres really?
Wow.
Shout out to y'all being over there in the NL. Don't talk to me about that.
And now the Astros putting two briskets on the
You know, nah, let me just take this whole car, set it to the side, and walk out with nothing.
You know, yes, you know what? I wasn't even trying to go shopping today.
You know what? Right. Let me set this full cart over to the side, just leave.
That's right. We out. We're out.
All right. I did that a couple times before because I left my car, and I ain't had no money to pay.
That one hurts.
Yes, I'm like, I'm sorry. I had to leave this to the side and go get my money.
I keep that pay by phone, like, you know, the Apple Pay or what have you. I keep that on my phone. Just
this was before Apple Pay days, oh, by the way. Yeah. This was about around 2009.
Yeah, so you just be thinking to yourself, can I run home real quick and come back and pay for this?
All right. Can you leave this cart right here? I'll be back.
Yeah, 6-3.
Put your head down, just walk out.
Yeah, 6-3-1, get after him. Come on, Lopez, put it back. Don't make some 16-year-old
do it. They're acting like they've never done it. They just admitted they did.
Nobody does that.
Figgy did. He said he put the whole cart on the side.
Well, I couldn't pay for it. Well, I'm gonna go around the store like a supermarket sweep and just put everything
back.
That's
my point.
I had to leave it.
That's my point.
That's even more. Y'all both wrong for that. I personally am never, because I'm a good person. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, of all the players on the physically unable to perform list and the non-football injury list, which one's hurting the Texans the most right now? Which one's hurting them least? And who would you like to see back at full strength? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about the Texans on an off day during training camp next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.